Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moi Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour midnight. And I'm going to start with Stembile Serame. I'm going to start with her. And we are going to look into issues that have to do with marriage. And one of the issues that we really need to look into is the issue of relating with exes. There are those people who are known as exes. Whether we like it or not, people have that. The people that are referred to as exes. And, you know, while we are married, there must be boundaries, you know, in relating with such. And boundaries should be, you move on. What you had with this person never worked anyway, and you got married. And you have started your life afresh. The Father has blessed you with a beautiful spouse, a handsome spouse, and there you are with a beautiful family. Now, as things start to become a bit sour, you start to relate with this person. Other people don't even stop relating with these. Maybe they want to try a point or prove a point of saying, look, even without you, I've made it. Maybe they want to do that. One has to ask themselves that kind of thing. And then sometimes maybe it's because people had gone on to actually think that, okay, I'm keeping the platonic relationship of friendships with this person. But a person that you had soul ties with, it is difficult to keep a friendship purely on the basis of it without a consideration of the intimacy. And that's a big problem. And so I'm talking to Stembile Serame, and we are going to touch this very aspect. Stembile, greetings to you. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much. We are touching base on this, the issue of relating with the exes, and I trust you are well. Welcome.
Good evening to you, and good evening to our beautiful family on Radio Pulpit.
I hope you are well, Stembile. I hope you are fine. Are you well?
I am very well. I can't complain. I hope you're well, and I hope all our listeners are doing good.
All right, we are talking about the very notion and the aspect of relating with exes. I've said quite a lot with regards to this. How do you feel about people who are married but still relate with their exes somehow, somewhat? They have kept a platonic relationship of a sort.
Yes, we are talking about relating to exes while married. Hey, this topic is a tricky one. I know some would even say things like, but hey, la amanzi, ege amakona, angapinda ami. You know, people
yeah.
would make declarations
like that, yes.
But then my response to this will not be a yes or a no, okay? If the couple in question have an understanding and are comfortable with it, then who are we, you know, to say, is it right or is it wrong? But mina personal is Stembile Serame, you know. If there's no need to, you know, like there's no link between your ex, so there's no child involved, there's nothing, it's not make sure.
Yeah, it's not make sure.
Well, but I have not found myself in that situation before, so I don't know how I would react. But just the thought of it, Jay, it gives me a little bit of goosebumps. It does.
Yeah.
So I guess it all depends on the situation, you know. So if the spouse has a child outside the marriage, So perhaps, you know, this child was conceived even before they got married. And this means that, you know, there is a baby mama somewhere, or there is a baby papa somewhere. In that case, it means that the conversation would take there. Place, you know? Like it or not. I mean, there is somebody that, you know, has to be discussed. It can be the child or children. Might even have to have a relationship with that part of the family, which means that, you know, your spouse needs to communicate with his or her ex. So that's, that is something that you can't avoid if that's the situation. Maybe the baby mama or the baby papa, you know, they come to the house to fetch the child, or your spouse needs to go to that house and drop off the child, depending on how you guys are doing it. Because some would say, no, I don't want them in my house. It's, you know, I want you to keep that part of you separately, not into my house. You go and drop off. And then if that happens, then others will say, yeah, you've been gone for long, you know. What did you do?
What were you doing? What did they do to you?
So there'll still be that, you know, person wanting to know exactly that. Do you really have a deeper conversation with your ex, or do you just pick up the child, or do you ask about life, how is life, and all those other stuff? But some couples, they even talk about their previous relationships. They even laugh about it. And perhaps on the flip side, this can deepen the understanding of their partner and strengthen the current relationship, you know, in which sense that a person can tell you that, you know, they can provide insights into each other's past, you know, preferences, values, which can make them to perhaps understand your partner even better. So you say, no, man, this is the person I used to date, and this is what had happened before we got married. And then you will talk in details about that relationship. You know, they used to treat me this way, and when I didn't like it. And they believe that when they do that, then they're not expecting you, you know, as the current partner, the current wife or the current husband, to also treat them that way. Because one, you understand that, you know, they don't like to be treated that way, number one. Or you just, you know, they, this is how they acted. So you'll try not to do that. But if they talk about the good things, then you will know that, oh, so these are my, you know, partner's preference. They like to be treated this way, or, you know, this is what they want. And then that can even strengthen the relationship. So it really depends how, you know, which perspective that you can be looking this from. But what are some of the things to consider, though, if you are communicating with your ex? Let's say you are communicating with your ex and you don't see any harm from there. You're like, this is the past. And, you know, don't you trust me? Don't you trust me? Some people will even say things like that. I mean, I'm married to you now, which means that you are my priority. So I don't, you know, you don't have to be threatened by the, by those things. And the person, you find that they are really innocent about it. They really don't see anything wrong. Why they shouldn't? Why you say they shouldn't speak to their ex? You know, they would even say, but we were friends. I'm friends with my ex. And then they expect you to also become a friend at some point with that person. And maybe the person has moved over. Yes, they're also married. And then you guys become a one big happy family. But knowing deep down that this is the ex-partner to your spouse. So what are some of the things then? Let's say you decide that, you know what, I don't see any reason why I shouldn't. And maybe there is a child or children that are involved. So you married me knowing that this is what I come with. Therefore, you don't have a choice, you know. We need to communicate with this person. But what are the things that, you know, you should be considering Firstly, the first one is transparency. Mm. Transparency. Transparency can involve things like, what are you guys talking about? Mm. You know, are you talking about the child or children involved?
Always.
You know, are you talking about anything else? You understand? And how often do you talk? Do you have this person? You know, for example, when your ex-partner calls, you walk up the room and you go and take the call from the other side of the room. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Or you just talk freely in front of your current spouse so that, you know, you can show them that you've got nothing to hide? Hmm. Or, you know, how often do you talk? Do you talk 3 times a day? You know, they call you whenever they feel like they're calling you. And, you know, you... every time when they call, you get edgy and you take the phone out, you know, or do you just become transparent that there is even a conversation between you and your ex-partner? So when you're transparent, your spouse knows that this person, they do call every now and then, and when they call, you know, these are some of the things. They don't have to know sentence by sentence, but some of the things that you discuss with your ex-partner. And at some point, you know, when they call, they're sitting there and they can see really that there's nothing that is happening between you and that ex-partner. So that's one of the things. Or, you know, your conversation is just smooth when you are talking to them in front of their partner. So it makes them comfortable that, okay, you know, there's really nothing. You are transparent about that. And the second point is becoming sensitive to partners' feelings. Some people are not considerate at all. Mm. Even when we are married, some people are just rude. And it's not right, you know, because you find that somewhere else they are fine, but somewhere else they are rude, self-centered person, where there's like, this is, you know, my child, a mom, or this is my child's father. So what do you expect me to do? Instead of approaching things in a sensitive way where you are becoming, you know, considerate of your partner's feelings. When they ask, you don't say things like, you know, I must talk to this person. What do you want me to do? Or then you become even insensitive by explaining the way your ex-partner used to treat you, the nice things that used to happen. Maybe you guys used to go for holidays. Like, yeah, you are boring. You are not like so-and-so. So-and-so used to do this. So-and-so used to treat me like this. And therefore, you are not doing those things, you know? So that is a bit insensitive. And then also, if you are coming from a point of saying, take it or leave it. Do you know what I mean? Take it or leave it. It's either you take it and there's nothing you can do. You know?
Mm.
So it's you need to look at that. And or just a person just saying, excuse me, what do you expect me to do? You expect my child not to have a relationship? No, but when you are sensitive to your partner's feelings, the way you do things, the way you say these things, you know, the way you communicate with them, and just all those things, they make a huge difference, because then your partner will know that you are even, you know, you care about how they feel. And then if they come to you and say they didn't like this, maybe you took a call outside, and then they come to you and say, you know, why did you take a call outside? You don't come and become defensive. You become sensitive to their feelings. You explain to them that, yes, this is what I've done. Okay, if you don't like it, I apologize. Next time I will do 1, 2, 3. Instead of just saying, you know, pushing them out away and making them feel that, you know, that they are useless in this, or they don't have a say or anything. And the third point is to set the boundaries. So you have to set the boundaries. If you are opening up a door for someone to come in and become part of your marriage, because let's be honest, they do become part of your marriage, your exes, especially if there is something that is, you know, keeping the two of you together. They become part of it. When your ex feels like they can call you at any time, your ex-partner shouldn't even do that. Call you at night, and it's not even an emergency. They're calling, and they want to talk to you, and they're just telling you, hey, my eye is sore, or I have a flu. I know, we're taking this as a joke, but some people can really become... cross the boundary there. They understand, yes, they used to be your number one. You used to be their number one. But things have changed. Things are no longer the same.
Yeah.
And they are not the key priority now. And then they will be sending inappropriate messages or pictures and all those stuff that really, really can... bring tension, you know, to your current marriage as well. And also when they call, they want to chit-chat and talk more hours on the phone with you, but they know that, you know, you have somebody, and they know that that someone is your wife, but they disregard. And they will be calling whenever they want to call. They will be talking things. I mean, if you check the pictures, they're sending you the ex-partner's pictures. It's not even about the child anymore. Then the boundaries there, you know, they are not there. So when you want, you know, your current partner, your spouse, to fully understand what is happening, and also... when they see that there's boundaries, then they know that you are really, you know, yes, you have to talk to your ex-partner. Yes, you have to communicate, but your ex-partner mustn't just feel like they can come and control you or say just things that they want to say or send you things that they want to send. It's all about whatever that is making you guys to commune. The last point, I'll say more when we go to the moment, but the last one for now is intentions. Be clear about the intentions, why you want to communicate, or why are you communicating with your ex-partner. You know, whether it's about the child that you guys or children that you have, or maybe you left your furniture when you separated. Now you must go and collect, repossess, you know, some of the things. And maybe you're talking about that. Or maybe you're talking about the assets that you bought together. Maybe when you were with your ex-partner, there were assets that you had. Now you need to talk about those assets and see what you do. Maybe there was a business that you were running together, and the business is really a source of income, and you don't want to sell that business. You want to talk about that. So the intention must just be clear, and when you have set the boundaries and the intentions are clear, then the person knows that, you know, the person is talking to their ex-partner because of 1, 2, 3 and nothing else. You know, you are not going to be talking about that the person went to church, unless if you want to, you know, they want to make an example or teach you something. But I went to church, I went to the society, and the women were talking about this. Now the person is telling you about their lives, how they're living in their current life. You know, even sometimes telling you about their current partner and the way they piss them off, things like that. It's really inappropriate. And once you are married, we should really, really avoid to find ourselves in such situations.
I hear you quite well. And the very aspect of really, you know, keeping tabs with your ex is very complicated. Well, when there is a kids, when there are kids, if you and your spouse can agree together that you keep tabs together with your spouse, relating to your ex because of the kid and stuff. But when it's just a platonic friendship, that is where it really would breed some problems. Coming up next, it is Moments.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. And of course, we are touching base. This is on the issue of when your spouse relates with the ex, man. But wait, something is not make sure here. You know, we need to be careful and very considerate when it comes to this. And the notion of respect, trust, and love, and faithfulness, and loyalty also comes to question. And if we are not careful, we might end up being in trouble like never before. Now, I am looking into this very aspect with Stebile and looking at some of the moments. What are some of the moments that would really show that one has to be, you know, keeping tabs with the spouse? I said one moment is if there is a kid or there are kids and you are married and the other spouse is married, involve your spouses in your communication. Involve your spouses so that they know what is going on. And then Stebile also spoke about there are those who say, I want nothing to do with this. I understand. That's a very peculiar situation. But try and win their trust. And hopefully the other one's spouse would encourage your spouse to relate because of the trust that they would be putting in the level of the child as welfare. At the same time, it is a very tricky situation because others have ulterior motives that you wouldn't see until something has come up. Stay, what comes to mind on this?
Okay, as we come to the moment, I would like us to continue with some of the things to consider when relating or communicating with your ex-partners. Remember I said I'll continue with these points under this section. So, respect is another point there.
Yes.
Your ex-partner must respect you, must also respect your current partner, which is your spouse.
Mm.
So, if there's no respect, then you're going to find yourself in big challenges, you know, unnecessary drama between the three. As if it's a love triangle. You don't want to find yourself. So your ex should know that they mustn't be calling your partner names. That you know, calling them funny names and all those things. No, it shouldn't happen like that because they should know that that is your number one person, and if they don't respect you, then they're not going to respect your partner, your spouse. Mm. Or if they don't respect your spouse, then they won't respect you. So they need to know that they must definitely be respecting. And also, how you also, you know, impose that respect when they ask you for something, to say, hey, this is what I ask, you know, I need to ask for this. I must, maybe, let's say, for example, is the money for the child. Let's say you are baby papa, né? And you are married, and your baby mama is asking for money for the trip to go overseas. The child must go overseas. Maybe it's an educational excursion, whatever the case is. Then respect means that you need to come to your spouse and say, look, this is what is happening. They are asking me for money for overseas. We need to pop out 70 or 80,000 rands. And can I ask you, can we do this? This is going to benefit the child, so and so and so. So when that happens, you know, you don't just go and your spouse see that there's minus 70 or 80,000 K that has left the house to your child that probably they're not staying with. And you didn't say anything. Shouldn't be like that, because that is disrespectful. But respect means that I come to you and I ask you, even though it's my money. Remember, there's no my money when you get married. It's our money. So yes, you're gonna fund for it in your allowance or whatever, but it's still our money, because I'm married to you. So you have to come and say, this is the situation, and they are asking, can I please, you know? And sometimes you can say, they can try to be difficult, but show them until you win them over, and then you go ahead and you do it. And you say, so I have transferred that money and this and this and this and that. You understand? So you make your spouse to be part of this, so that they know they are not being caught by surprises. Some people, they go and they buy houses, you know. They would go and say, I want to buy a house for my child, because they are staying at the baby mama is still staying, you know, at home, and my child, I don't want my child to grow up like that. I want to do this, I want to do that. But even if when they are doing that, and you'll find that things are done already without even discussing. Yes, you might have the money. Yes, it's your, you know, you've worked for it and you want your child to live happily, but respect your spouse and tell your spouse to, and ask your spouse, discuss with your spouse before you can just make decisions like that. Another point is assurance that your partner comes first. There is nothing as, you know, you don't want to find yourself in a situation where your spouse have to doubt. It's like, does, you know, do I come first, or is it my ex-partner, the ex-partner's, you know, my spouse's ex-partner that comes first? Is it their opinion? You know, if we don't become aware, some people are so strong in such a way that they can run your household from outside. They can run. They are capable of that. They can run how, when you guys must be happy. Eish. And then if they feel that you guys were happy for too long, they just take that notch, like, you know, notch that button, and then they know that is their call.
Yeah, it's their call.
And you don't want that. You know, absolutely. You want you and your spouse to have a nice relationship that is not impacted by your ex-lover or your ex-partner. No.
Yes.
So you need to make sure that there is assurance that they are your number one priority. Yes, you need to relate to this person because of 1, 2, 3, but at the end of the day, who comes first? And that assurance is very, very crucial. Point number 7 is motivation for communication.
Yeah.
Ask permission, you know, to say, I need to call umama kabanban or baba kaspe, or I need to see them. Baba kaspe, because we need to talk about 1, 2, 3, and when I don't see them, it's, you know, phones, they don't understand, and I'm trying to do this. But when you do that, and your spouse knows exactly that's where you're going. And when you get there, you say, oh, so I'm there. And you do whatever that you need to do and you come back. You know, you don't switch off the phone.
Hey. Yeah.
You don't switch off the phone, gone the whole day, night. You come back at 12 o'clock, midnight. No, can't do things like that.
Smelling like roses.
You need to make sure that you communicate with your spouse and say to them, I need to see so-and-so because and-so. Or I'm going to fetch a child so that the child can come and visit us. That's fine. You know, but you said that. Instead of your spouse coming back and you're like, then there's a child in the house and you're like, yes, I fetched my son or I fetched my daughter. I felt like, you know, it's been a while. But they don't know anything about it. Things can happen. Yes, this is your child, but you are married now. And the way we do things when we are married means that you have to do it as a team, not against each other. Because if you are against each other, even something that is good can turn to something that is bad. Yeah. So hence, we have to be very careful when doing those things. Point number 8 is check the frequency of and mode of communication. That is important. Check yourself that how often am I talking to this person? This person is your ex-partner, your ex-lover, or your baby papa, or baby mama, or your ex-lover and your current business partner. You know, whatever mix it can be. How often do you talk with this person? Do you talk 3 times a day? When you wake up, they give you a call, you talk. During the day, you talk before you go to bed, you talk to them every day, 7 days a week, 365. That is, you know, it's not okay, because then it means that your ex has not only become your ex partner lover, but they are now part of your family. You guys, there are 3 of you now. Yeah, there are 3 of you. Because what is it that you can really be talking to this person 4 times a day, every day? What are you talking about? I mean, even if you have a child, you can't be talking about your child for 4 times, 5 times a day, every day. What? The child is awakened. Now the child is bathing, you know, things like that. No. We don't, but we need to check that. So remember, these are the things that we need to consider to make this relation, if it has to happen, seamless and comfortable for your current spouse, for your marriage. Point number 9, conversation to be specific. It has to be specific, and these are the things that you as a person that is communicating with your ex-lover need to be aware of. You know, what am I talking when I'm with this person? Are we talking about the dinner that she had or he had? Are we starting to talk about even their current relationship? When they are stressed, they call me and say, hey, you know, so-and-so, they're treating me like this. And you never used to do that. You know, you used to treat me like this. And I love the way you treat. And that is inappropriate. You can't have those conversations with your ex-partner. The conversation must be specific to what is making you to relate. You know, if you are relating in a business, talk about the business and nothing else. If you are relating with the child, talk about the child and nothing else. You don't have to talk about them and what they did or what they are planning to do, especially if it's not affecting your relations. You know, if it's about them relocating and the child moving, then that's something else. But if they are telling you about the fact that they want to do nails, they want to go and meet the friends and whatever, that's none of your business. You are not supposed to be relating with your ex in that manner. That is deep. You know, you should only be relating on a specific matter and stick to that specific matter. And make it clear that you and them are communing or relating because of this, and that's where it ends. Point number 10, leaning to your ex for support. Why? Unless if you are doing it together as a team, we can't judge that. If you as the team, you say we're going to lean to the ex has money, and you are probably going through a financial crisis, and the ex can help you get out of that, then it's fine. It's a conversation, and it's a decision that is, you know, made by two parties. Who are we? But if your current spouse, partner doesn't know about it, but you are leaning to your ex-partner for support. So, for example, if you are having a fight internally, you know, with your wife or with your husband, then you run to your ex and you lean for support. They did this, they did that, and you are talking. Or if you don't have money, you go to them and you borrow money and your partner doesn't know about it, then it's not right. It's not supposed to be like that. And the last one is to reflect and evaluate, you know. Reflect, is this relationship with my ex-partner making my spouse to be at unease, or are they, and you know, they're not secure about it, or is it a distraction? Every time when your ex-partner calls, then it becomes a World War One in the house. You know, how is it? Is it a healthy relationship? Then you just have to evaluate, because every time if your ex-partner, you talk about your ex-partner and this brings a distraction to your marriage, then it means you must readjust, you know, what is happening. How can we do this? And you ask them, okay, I see that, you know, when so-and-so call, or when I go to so-and-so, what is happening? Maybe let's drop the child together. It's okay. Maybe let's fetch the child together.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel comfortable. And don't think that they are guarding you, but you just want them to be secured. And after a while, when they also see you with your ex, how you are relating, they can really see that there's really nothing to worry about, and they might stop. But just for their peace of mind, you know, for them to be at ease, for you to have a happy home, yes, there is this thing that needs to happen, but please make sure that your spouse, you know, checked, they are okay about it.
I hear you quite well. And of course, it is very much imperative that spouses come to an understanding. If there's a kid outside, yes, they should come to an understanding, and it should not be something that just happens willy-nilly. When we come back, let's look at some of the effects. If this goes on unchecked, without discipline, without respect, what can happen?
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I am talking to Sithembile Serame, and we are touching base on the issue of keeping tabs with your spouse. You know, people are keeping tabs with their spouse, man. And to a great extent, they still communicate. Others, it's not for good purposes. So we're touching effects. What comes to mind, Stan, on the issue of effects, if this is not looked into quite properly?
Now we come to the effects. What happens if you are relating to your ex-partner, your ex-lover, and you know, it's not discussed with your wife, and all the things that I've mentioned, you know, the respect, the boundaries, the frequency of communication, all of those things that I had mentioned, if those things are not being followed, they are disregarded, the person, you know, is just saying, take the highway, if you, it means you don't like my child, or it means you don't want me to have this business, which is feeding us here. So if all those things that I've mentioned do not happen and you are still relating or communicating or in touch with your ex-partner, what happens? Number one, it can trigger jealousy. It can trigger jealousy if your wife or your husband, their feelings are disregarded, and all of the things that I have mentioned, they are not done. You know, they can think that, yeah, it means that you are, you know, you love that person more, or you are giving that person more attention than them, whatever. But
you still
they can
want
really
them.
Have a jealous spirit there. The second one is insecurity. They can become insecure because you are not including them in that relationship. They don't know what is happening, and they can really feel insecure to say, what really, you know, what does this mean now? Does it mean that this person is just giving money like that? I don't even know how much or whatever. You know, so you haven't even discussed that thing. But you are, you know, communicating with, they can really feel really insecure about your relationship. Even if it's a necessary relationship with your ex-partner, but they can feel really insecure if they're not, they don't know anything about it and they are not part of it. The spirit of comparison, then they can start comparing how you treat them. Yes, you gave your ex-partner 50K maintenance and you are not giving them anything. They can start comparing those things. Maybe you wanted to take your child with you, the one that you have with the ex-partner, you wanted to take them for holiday. And you are not taking them for holiday. You know, they can start comparing that. You bought them a house. It's a double-story house. You guys don't stay in the double-story house. Then they can start. They can also start demanding for it. So if they are not being part of it, they can start to compete with it, which is not a situation where you want to find yourself in. Resentment, it's another effect there. You know, they might resent you, or they might resent anything that makes you to relate with your ex. So if there's a child, they might even resent this child. If there's a business, they might resent the business, because they will think that if it wasn't of this particular thing, then this thing wouldn't happen. So they might start looking at it and just resenting that. Undermining can also come where they might, you know, feel being undermined to say, oh, it means that I'm not good enough. Yes, I know that you have a child with this person, but you know, I'm feeling undermined because I don't even know what is happening. And some people, they, let's say the baby mama or the baby daddy can say, my child would not come to the house and visit, so I don't want my child near that, you know, near your spouse. They can say that. There are relationships like that, and you find that the daddy or the mommy wants to see their child. So it means that they must go and see the child where the child is. If the child is staying with the current ex, maybe they must see the child there. Excuse me. And if the child, maybe if it's not in the house, it means, you know, they want to spend some time. They might have to go out, maybe for a lunch or whatever. Maybe it's the three of them. You don't know. But if you don't know, you can assume, and if you assume, then a person might feel undermined. Secrecy, it's something. So the spouse not telling their wife that I need to do this, you know, because there's no unity in this thing. So they might have to do some things in secrets, and that is not right, because, you know, you might find out that your spouse has been maintaining. Maybe they're saying to you that I'm giving them 1,000 rands a month. Kanti, they're giving them 5,000 rands a month. Meanwhile, you know, you guys are struggling in the house, and your spouse is trying to be the one that fits the bill. Kanti, when now your money's been spent in that manner. Not to say that is something wrong. Maybe the child needs it. But if it's not communicated, then it's not right. And if it's done in secret, then it's also not an appropriate way to do things when you are married. They might even buy houses in secret to say, "Yay, we want a house. We are staying in a small house." And your child wants a house with a pool, and the person goes and buys it in secret and without discussing it. Then we don't want that. Another thing is trust issues, you know, a feeling of being betrayed. That's what your spouse can feel like. They can feel like they've been betrayed. They can feel like they don't trust you, because when not every time when you go and you're relating to your spouse, to your ex-partner, you have to get out of the room. You can't talk next to them. You talk in secrecy. They don't know about it. But sometimes when a person checks your call, they'll see the call log that you guys spoke 10 times, but you don't know anything about it. And when you ask, a person will say, answer you in one sentence, it's about a child. You know, things like this, the person, you can't trust the person like that. You would think that they might be hiding something, even if they are not hiding, but you can really think that, you know, they are hiding something. The intimacy can be impacted as well. So you are relating with your ex-partner. Your spouse is not feeling comfortable about it, but you are doing it anyway because there is something that is making you to commune with your spouse or with your ex-partner, but you are not making your spouse part of this. Then intimacy might really be impacted and affected, where a person can say, you know what, what's the use, you know, to do this with you, because I'm sure you are busy with your ex-partner, you might as well let me just not, you know, bother myself into this. And sometimes it might not be even that deep, but because you are not making them comfortable, you are not bringing them to be part of this, you are not being transparent, you don't have boundaries, a person can end up thinking those things. Emotional turmoil can come into this, you know, one of the effects there. So let's say you are relating to your ex-partner, and every time your current spouse is fighting and they don't like the relationship. And when you go there, you feel comforted, you understand, because you guys have this common thing that is bringing you together. And old emotions and memories can come out. You start talking about these things, what is happening, what used to happen. You start laughing about it. And emotions can trigger something after another. We don't know where can this end up, but that can happen. Until a person asks themselves, have you heard somebody saying, "Ish, I think I married the wrong person. I should have married this one." And because maybe they're going through a season, you understand? Maybe if you are going through the season with the very same person, it would even be worse than what you are going through right now. But a person can end up thinking that it was better, the grass was greener on the other side, and now the grass is drying. Comparison, I spoke about comparison. It's one of the things that can come here as effects, where a person can start comparing themselves, sometimes even wanting to look like them. You know, comparison can be very, very bad, you know. When your ex-partner does braids, they'll also go and does braids because they're thinking, maybe you like it like that. You know what I mean? They're trying to impress you. Now they're trying to compete with each other like when they go, when they're dropping off the child, they even go, they're going to a gala dinner. They'll take out their best clothes. Maybe when you are there at home wearing your apron. Things like that. Maybe you've got your memes, I don't know what you call it in English, you know, those
calamine.
White things that the people put in their face.
Calamine.
Let's say a mask or whatever. And when are they coming with stilettos, you know, even when they dropping off the child, it's like, hey, this one is together. things happen, even in Christians, guys. I know that, you know, we can talk about this as a joke, but really people can really make you feel uncomfortable in your own house. And then boundary violations, you know, people can test the waters. I'm telling you, they can test the waters. They want to test if you guys are strong enough. They want to test if you guys, your love is solid. Even, you know, a person can come and violate boundaries. And if you don't put them into order, you know, you can see yourself falling into the pit and you guys, you know, having a conflict based on that. Rekindling of old feelings, mm-hmm. You know, where old feelings are resurfacing, especially if a person, they want you back. Sometimes it happens, you know, where you say, the person is your ex-partner and you've got a child together or you have children together and you have moved on. But because things are not going too well for them, they might want you back. And they're seeing, you know, how committed you are in your current marriage. And perhaps maybe they're the ones that destroyed the marriage because of somebody else. And if that thing doesn't go on, you know, nicely, then they want you back and they might try. And, you know, if you don't have those boundaries, if you allow them to do that, they can also try to win you back. So we need to be careful about that. There might also be a distance between you and your current spouse. It can happen. Mm. And then also separation. It can also come there where some of the marriages, they end up in divorces because of baby mamas and baby papas or ex, the relations with their ex partner.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. Okanye ufumane ipodcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, welcome back. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Talking to Sithembile Serame and we are looking into the very issue of keeping tabs with your ex. The dangers of that, you know, I still stick to that, the very aspect of the dangers of that. I've seen some of the worst case scenarios, where a spouse killed the spouse's ex. I've seen quite a lot of things that had gone quite extreme after it had been discovered that, even though that these are talking, it is just more than talking. It has gone into something. And especially, and these guys also say, no, it was not intentional. It's just that at some stage, one thing led to another. Oh, come on, man. What was the intention from the beginning? You know? And why keeping tabs in such a manner? That you know it might jeopardize your marriage. Why do you keep those tabs, you know? And, of course, there are those who basically haven't had it the way you have had it. They've related quite well because they're kids and stuff. Very civil and humane way. Well, yeah, great. I appreciate that. But there are those who have not held it quite well. And to a great extent, this has really become a sore throat to them, if I can say it. And it has really messed them up a big way, and something that we really need to be looking into. Now, coming to some of the conclusions, what comes to mind? Stay.
In conclusion, this matter of relating to ex-partners can be challenging and can be a destruction to your marriage if it's not handled in a correct manner, in a manner that is comforting, respectful, and assuring to your current spouse. You know, it does carry a potential to dent your marriage in a negative way. So one needs to consider his or her own priorities in setting out these boundaries with his or her ex-partner. And when they demonstrate, you know, respect, they demonstrate the love that they have for their current spouse, and also not to be, you know, disrespectful, to give their current spouse an ultimatum to say, you know, it means that when you are not accepting this relation, it means you are not accepting my child, and make it about them. It shouldn't be like that. But communication remains the key factor in this equation, where everything is transparent and the spouse can see that they have nothing to hide. Your spouse needs to see that really you have nothing to hide.
To hide, yes.
You know, you have moved on from this relationship, and then they don't feel, your spouse don't feel threatened by your ex-partner, because you have made it clear that they are number one in this. You have made it clear that, you know, there is nothing happening between you. The reason why you are communing or relating with your ex-partner is because of this, and you make them part of the decision in everything that happens. You don't just go and do things
without them
being part of it. So if we do that and we become, you know, respectful, and also making that ex-partner to know that this, your wife or your husband, you respect them. You respect them, you know, in such a way that they're not going to come and try to do funny, funny business here. They know that their relationship is based on 1, 2, 3, and it has to happen because of 1, 2, 3, and that's that. And, you know, if everybody else is comfortable about it. But respect, transparency, honesty, and boundaries, it becomes the key element of this equation.
Absolutely. And of course, we need to be very careful about this. I mean, you know, when people get married, it says what the father has put together, let no man set asunder. And that includes your ex. They should not set you apart. If you are married in holy matrimony, you know, the respect should be given mostly to the ordination of the father on that marriage. And of course, also to the concepts of the statutes of the law of the father about marriage. And it's very important that one should realize that you can't divide yourself into two pieces. You are one with your spouse, and there is no room for the ex. Finish and clear. There's no room. There's no room for the ex. If there is going to be any adjustment that is made, it would be that this has to do with the kid that has been there before you got married, you had a child with someone, stuff, right? And of course, that you may relate, and there are many ways to relate with regards to this. As Stembile had said, civil and humane way to relate with this. But I always put the precepts of the word of the Most High in these things so that we shouldn't find ourselves compromising that which the father says about marriage and then putting in our clauses, you know, our own understandings into things, and really messing up the institution of our Holy Father. We should be careful about that. Right, Stay, thank you so much, and much blessings to you.
Thank you very much. It's always an honor. It's always a pleasure to come. As we learn together, you know, as children of the Lord, we need to talk about such things so that we can, even though we are in the world, we shouldn't act as the world. People should be coming to us and saying, how do you do this? You know, how do you have such a relationship? Because I'm going through this as well. I have this external person that is here with us, but I can't do it. And you can point them to the word of God. The way you think you do things is according to how God does things. And when you do things that way, it will be so seamless. While the world is struggling about the situation, for you, it will be seamless. Thank you very much. And if people want to get hold of me, I am available on Facebook, Sithembile Serame, and my email address is sithembile@seramefoundation.org. I'm also available on TikTok as Sithembile Serame. Shalom.
Thank you so much to Sithembile Serame. We talk to her again the coming week. The show continues right after this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.